News time is 6:05. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Fibermax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Identities have been released in an early Sunday morning shooting in the parking lot of a Snook apartment complex. Christine Labertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says investigators still don't know what led to a verbal altercation involving four men, which resulted in the gunfire.
The Burleson County Sheriff's Office received several 911 calls regarding a shooting that had taken place at the Cotton Village Apartments on FM 60 East in Snook.
Killed was 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station. Critically injured was 33-year-old Antoine Hislip of Bryan. Treated for injuries and released was 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan, who was arrested at the scene and charged with murder, remains in the Burleson County Jail in lieu of $1 million bond. Bryan police are investigating an armed robbery that took place Sunday evening at Radio Shack on Villa Maria. Officer Kelly McKeithen says one employee was scratched during the robbery and one of the customers saw a gun on one of the thieves.
There were three suspects. The first one is described as a black male, approximately 6'3 to 6'5, with average build. The second suspect was described as a black male, same height, about 6'3 to 6'5, with an average build. It is possible that this suspect had a cast on one of his hands. The third suspect is described as a black male, about 5'10 to 6', with an average build.
McKeithen says the three thieves, who all had bandanas covering their faces, left with money and merchandise. For full descriptions and pictures, go to WTAW.com. The first full week of the new year includes a capital murder trial in Brazos County District Court. Jury selection is underway in the trial of Stanley Robertson of College Station, who's accused of the August 2010 stabbing death of his ex-girlfriend's mother. Robertson is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver from the College Station Walmart. Her body was found in Fort Worth. Opening arguments could start as early as Thursday. A week has gone by since an update on the condition of former President George Herbert Walker Bush. His office issued a statement yesterday indicating no immediate timeline has been set for his discharge. The family wanted to thank everyone for their very kind messages and send congratulations to the Texas A&M football team and Houston Texans, who they've been watching on television. Texas can expect a budget surplus of nearly $9 billion this year. That money rolls into the budget for the next biennium, totaling out the next general purpose spending budget at more than $101 billion. Comptroller Susan Combs says that's not even half of the money available.
There will be also over $112.0 billion in federal and other receipts, and the total of all revenue collections to the state should be $208.2 billion in the coming biennium.
Compare that to the $72 billion estimate Combs made 2 years ago. And she reported surplus revenue is expected to be almost $9 billion. That could go towards unpaid obligations, including nearly $5 billion for Medicaid and $600 million battling wildfires the summer before last. Above the $89 billion expected to be available is moving close to $4 billion in the state's rainy day fund. The governor and lieutenant governor are on record wanting to limit any increase in state spending to about 10% based on population growth plus inflation. And there's still time to get dressed up for a yearly fundraiser for the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. Executive Director Deborah Kalman says Thursday night's tribute to Bill Birdwell is the latest contribution he's made to local organizations.
We say it's an honor for us to honor him. I think those of you that know Bill know that he's been involved with raising all kinds of funds for the Twin City Mission, for the Community Foundation, for the St. Joseph's Foundation, for the Boy Scouts. The list goes on and on and on.
Tickets for the event at Miramont Country Club are available by contacting the museum. And the Better Business Bureau's Bill McGuire wants to help local business owners take their businesses to the next level this year. McGuire says, according to Entrepreneur Magazine, there are several steps you can take when you plan your business resolutions.
First of all, move forward even in uncertain times. Over the next 12 months, companies will need to deal with health care reform issues that will change regulations and still volatile economic times, but they can't let those uncertainties paralyze their company.
McGuire says business owners should be active, investigating new markets, promoting products, and gaining new customers instead of just reacting to whatever happens. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 51 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by FiberMax Cottonseed from Bayer Crop Science. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Losing weight, getting in shape, just taking that first step off the couch. It can be scary. It can be intimidating. You're not an expert. You don't know what to do. That's why calling Ashley Bergen at Fit You, an expert, that you can do. Call 492-1900. Ashley will take your nutrition, the food you're eating, the food you should be eating, put it in sync with personalized workouts to help you reach your goal, and then you can lose weight, you can get in shape. Call Ashley Bergen at Fit You, 492-1900.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Some much-needed rain headed our way. In some areas, it may end up being too much rain. National Weather Service has a flash flood watch in effect from this afternoon through Wednesday evening. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous as the day goes on. 60 showers and storms tonight. We hold near 60. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms Wednesday, 65 to 70. It'll turn sunny during the day on Thursday. Highs will be 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Of course, the big national championship game last night had ramifications here in Aggieland. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. We've got an update on our special teams coordinator, maybe jumping ship, plus NBA and more, all on the way at 6:50.
So, we got 100% chance. Again, I don't know why they use it. 100%
chance.
Percentage of rain, shall we say. And, I mean, I guess it could happen. There's some that's north of Houston and some just coming right into 610 right now. But we have a little bitty shower in Burleson County that's trending straight up north, which means a little bit of western Brazos County might get some rain. And maybe there's a bunch of junk down below us. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's raining in Grimes, according to my mother.
Yeah, okay, well, I meant way south of us.
Like, okay.
Brownsville, well. And, yeah, as I look at Brownsville, there's pretty heavy rain down there in Victoria in that area. So maybe that's what's going to track up and visit us. But, again, since the percentage is 100% today and tonight, one would think. But, man, the temperatures are amazing.
Yep.
I mean, this is January. We're not supposed to be doing this kind of stuff.
The quandary of should I bring a coat because I'm just going to have to carry it home.
Yeah, and that's 60 degrees today, 68 tomorrow. 70 the rest of the week, you know, that's okay. I don't mind that. It's consider the what are we, like 30 degrees warmer than we were yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all part of Texas.
That's it. That and low taxes, can't beat it. So Russell Lester Sanford Jr.
That's a name.
Yeah. And we have all three names, so we know he did something wrong.
Yep.
Was pulled over near the scene of a bank robbery in Florida. Yes, of course.
How did I know?
I know. Police officer recognized his vehicle from the description given to dispatchers by bank employees. Russell, or shall we call him Russell Lester, because we don't know what name he goes by, allegedly told police that he wanted the money from the bank because he was tired of seeing people younger than him driving nicer cars.
Oh.
Well, I mean, at least he's honest, right?
True.
Said that he had also planned to use that money to pay off his traffic citations. The officer was unimpressed. I guess his mama taught him honesty is the best policy.
He was trying to help the state by paying his traffic.
Sure, bond. The city probably needed the money.
Info.
And again, why in the world shouldn't he be able to drive a nicer car than that kid over there?
Why not?
Yeah.
Tell these young upstart little jerks. I just don't understand these young people.
Well, that's it. You know, and their mom has probably bought those cars for them anyway. But anyway.
Do we need to get cattle parking space for her walker?
Yeah, really? Oh, no kidding.
I'm just teasing.
You go.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's show and tell day at work. Had we only known yesterday.
Oh, why, yeah, we always find out the next day and then I just have these regrets so early in the morning.
What would you have brought?
Oh, that is a good question.
I know. That's really, it's a scary question. Okay, it can't be alive unless it be like a plant. You couldn't bring like one of your animals or anything. That wouldn't be a good thing.
That's
but
a shame.
I mean, if you wanted to walk around from cubicle to cubicle and show it to the people
bring
in the sales
hobo.
Department.
Oh, well, I've moved now.
That's right. The hobo
actually,
is,
and the hobo helped me move out. My dad paid him $10 and he helped move my furniture. It was just like a very poetic ending to it all.
You sure you got everything?
No, I'm not totally moved out
no,
yet.
No, I just meant...
Yeah, I know what you meant.
He didn't abscond or something.
The hobo's got new digs with some stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. All right, what do we got?
Celebrity birthdays. Professor Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah, you've been here.
71 years old.
Couple of times.
He shares his birthday with Noah Cyrus, which is Miley's little brother. Sister, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna guess Steve is the smarter of those two.
Yeah, that would be a good guess.
Yeah.
Now.
The Cyrus kid's 13.
Yeah, okay.
Here's another one that right. Stephen Hawking's smarter than.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, really? Okay.
The sexiest man of 2012.
You know it. That's him.
He's 30 today.
All right.
R. Kelly, the singer's 46. Lori Walters is 66. She was Joni on Eight is Enough.
Ah, okay.
David Bowie is 66.
Okay.
Robert Krieger, who is the Doors guitarist, 67. Bob Eubanks.
Really?
Is 75 years old today.
75 years old.
Uh-huh. And one of the Bond girls, Shirley Bassey, is 76 today.
Actually, that's Dame Shirley Bassey.
Oh, I did not know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's the Goldfinger, right?
That's correct.
That's her. But, yeah, she is a dame now.
I didn't realize she had been really. Female knighted.
That's right. That it?
That's it.
Oh, well, we've got... Charles Osgood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, used to be on our radio program.
I like Charles Osgood.
Yep, he does a show called Sunday Morning, which is just one of the best things on TV.
And has done it for about 1.5 million years.
Yeah, he's 80 today, and the immortal Larry Storch.
From F Troop.
Seeing nothing. Actually, he did quite a bit of voiceover work. He did Tennessee Tuxedo and some other stuff, but will always be remembered for a really... inane television show.
Corporal Agarn.
A long, long, long time ago because he's 90.
Holy cow.
He is 90, so happy 90th to Larry Storch.
I think he was one of those guys that was on Love American Style and stuff
probably,
like that.
Probably, yeah, and Love Boat did all that kind of stuff. Apparently, I don't watch it, but apparently Al Bundy kind of did some homage for him. He said that he graduated from the Larry Storch School of acting. Then when he needed repair work done at his store, he had the Larry Storch Heating and Air Conditioning Company come in. And apparently Larry even made a cameo on the show one time. So
I liked F Troop.
Yep.
Understand I was watching it when I was 10.
Right, I'm going to say the age makes something to, has something to do with it. Anyway,
yeah, I mean, I thought Scooby-Doo was good when I was 8, but I mean, really, come on.
At this point, so, yeah. Well, we can say based on our knowledge at that time, Larry was, we thought he was a great actor.
That was high entertainment.
You bet, 619.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All this is Obama defiant, picking a fight, wanting a fight. He knows this is going to be a distraction from the bad state of the economy. And I think there is a political method to his madness. That's my take on it. Let's start here. In some ways, Hegel is the perfect choice for Obama because it's unwise, it's reckless, and bound to be politically divisive. So it's the perfect choice. You know, what else should we expect from Obama? Especially in a second term. I said last week, he is now emboldened and now liberated to be more himself. But that doesn't mean that the rest of us need to just lie down and simply accept his bad decisions.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My Mercedes-Benz technicians know my car inside and out.
They arrived at my house and changed my tire in minutes. They had me on my way.
Prepaying for my maintenance is so easy and convenient. It's one less thing.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My go-to guys.
My rescue squad.
My road ahead. My Service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
No. That's not where we're going. Thank you.
A look at health care costs. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The 2011 increase in health care spending, just under 4%, was relatively in line with overall economic growth. The economy has avoided surges in health-related spending for 3 years in a row. Increases could remain tame if the economy remains soft, but things could change quickly if growth picks up. Aviation safety investigators are looking into an electrical fire in a Dreamliner jet. The three-week-old Japan Airlines jet caught fire yesterday shortly after passengers and crew left the plane at Logan International Airport in Boston. It was the third incident involving a fire or electrical problem on a Dreamliner. The chief executive of Qualcomm gave the keynote address at the opening of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Paul Jacobs announced an upgraded smartphone chip and noted as many as 1 million new smartphones are being added to mobile networks around the world every day. Stock market futures are slightly higher now. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding the unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
People sometimes go to great lengths to impress a potential mate, only to become a less than stellar partner later on. But we're not the only ones who engage in false advertising when it comes to romance. Some animals do it too. Female zebra finches prefer males who sing a lot, perhaps assuming that this reflects good genes. But according to a new study, once females pair up with a prodigious songster, he often starts to slack off. University of Exeter behavioral ecologist Morgan David explains that singing takes a lot of energy.
Some males will stop singing because they can't afford to continue doing it.
He says a female can only discover whether her mate's song is all bluster after they've been together for a while. So she may be better served by considering his other qualities as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos Valley, call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A, our work sells itself.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:24. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. All right. Thunderstorms, and there's stuff working up from deep south Texas. Just hadn't hit us yet. If you're driving into the Houston area, they're starting to get some rain. Most of it's kind of hugging the coast, at least for right now, but expected to move inland. So 100% is the percentage of rain for today, tonight, and tomorrow, and some of them could be heavy. Look for a high temperature today of about 60. Low tonight will only be 57, And then we're back up to 68 for a high temperature tomorrow and probably near 70 for the rest of the week. We'll have a rain chance of 40% on Wednesday night, and there's no mention of rain really till maybe we get to the weekend, so there'll be a little bit of sunshine after that. Currently, we have humidity of 75%, winds are from the northeast at 8, chill factor is 49, but the air temperature out there under overcast skies is 52.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
I'm Carrie Krueger with Brazos Valley Community Action Agency. When we ask you to shop locally, we're asking you to support businesses that help support the nonprofit community. BVCAA offers programs and services that help over 30,000 area residents each year. We work with local businesses to help people and change lives right here in the Brazos Valley. By shopping locally, you create jobs and you help local businesses support community groups like us. Remember, before you do your shopping online or drive out of town to shop, do your shopping locally and keep your money in town. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
In order to receive quality medical care, you need a good primary care doctor. So what makes a good doctor? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Julian, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
What makes SafeLight different? Well, with SafeLight, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. SafeLight can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com or ask your insurance company for SafeLight.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173, 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Perhaps we should all make a New Year's resolution to get more involved in our own health care and not just leave it all up to the doctor.
A lot of people are still passive in their medical care, and that is how medical errors occur and patients are less satisfied.
Martine Ehrenclou, author of the book The Take Charge Patient, says when you're involved with your own care,
that means meeting the physician or other medical provider halfway if you can, by coming prepared to the appointment with a list of questions, your current medications, any medical records that are current or pertinent to your medical situation.
Being aware of your medical situation is extremely important. For example,
let's say you're going to an emergency room in a different state. You want to know the medications that you're on, so if this emergency room is going to put you on different medication, you don't want to double up or have a drug interaction. You want to be aware of your medication allergies. It's about taking a little bit more responsibility for yourself as a patient.
For your primary care doctor, make sure you have a good one.
A good doctor is someone who communicates well with the patient. If you go into a doctor's office and they're treating you with respect and listening to you and listening to your story, that's part of the picture. The relationship between the doctor and the patient is crucial for quality medical care.
Tomorrow, a great medical resource you may not be aware of. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
I'm Coach Harv Limburger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads. Jumps in his Lamborghini and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
The New Year's here and changes may be coming, but one thing that never changes are the great monthly specials at Rattlers. Start the morning off with any size fresh brewed coffee or cappuccino for only 79 cents. Stop by for lunch and get two hot-off-the-grill tornadoes for only $1. And, of course, after work, go by any participating Rattlers and pick up an ice-cold 12-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors families of beers for only $10.99. Rattlers. Friendly. Clean. Texan.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 50 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Click on MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. An armed robbery Sunday evening at the Radio Shack on East Villa Maria has Bryan police asking for any possible witnesses to step forward. Officer Kelly McKeithen says three men with bandanas covering their faces stole money and merchandise from the store.
Three black males entered the store and demanded money. One victim reported that she observed a firearm on one of the suspects. If you have any information on this offense, please call the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300 or Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
Two employees and two customers were in the store at the time of the robbery, and one employee received several scratches. At WTAW.com, there are surveillance photos and more details. One man is dead, a second is hospitalized, and a third was treated for injuries following gunfire that led to the arrest of a fourth man. All this was early Sunday morning in the parking lot of an apartment complex in Snook.
What we know so far is that a verbal altercation did take place in the parking lot of the apartments between four subjects and has escalated into this shooting.
Christine Labertue of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says investigators are still trying to find out what led to the altercation. An undisclosed number of handguns were recovered. 19-year-old Broderick Gerba of Bryan, who was arrested at the scene and charged with murder, remains in the Burleson County Jail in lieu of $1 million bond. Killed was 31-year-old Marcus Carroll of College Station. Critically injured was 33-year-old Antoine Hislip of Bryan, and treated for injuries and released was 24-year-old Anthony Allen of Caldwell. The first capital murder trial of the new year is underway in Brazos County District Court. Opening arguments could start as early as Thursday. Stanley Robertson of College Station is accused of kidnapping Annie Tolliver, his ex-girlfriend's mother, in August of 2010 from the College Station Walmart. Tolliver was found in Fort Worth, stabbed to death. The Arrow and the Song is the theme of a fundraiser Thursday night for the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. The guest of honor, according to Executive Director Deborah Kalman, is local dentist Bill Birdwell, who's lent his support to many community and professional organizations.
We titled the event The Arrow and the Song because one of Bill's favorite poems is by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. You know, the poem about shooting an arrow into the air and where it fell, I know not where. Well, that's a wonderful metaphor for all the good deeds that Bill has done in our community. He shot these arrows of good deeds all over the place, and they've landed and just sown wonderful seeds.
Contact the museum to learn more about Thursday night's tribute at Miramont Country Club. As local business owners set new goals for the new year, Bill McGuire with the Better Business Bureau says employees might be one of the richest resources. He says that according to Entrepreneur Magazine, having the right employees in place can make a significant impact on your sales and marketability.
Hire rainmakers. One of your best investments is an employee who can bring in new business, keep customers happy, and sell based on factors other than price. Another good one, consider what it's like for customers to do business with your company.
McGuire says listeners who'd like to receive a copy of the full article can call him at the BBB office at 260-2222. Texas has seen a robust financial recovery since the 2010 recession. That's the finding of the state comptroller, as Susan Combs released the biannual revenue estimates. She says it was the better-than-expected collections in the three major taxes, sales, oil, and gas production and vehicle sales, that caused it.
The current biennium, 2012-2013, will see collections of $92.2 billion as the Texas economy rebounded strongly from a severe recession and revenue responded vigorously.
Combs estimates more than $92 billion in tax revenue will be available in 2014 and 2015. Taking away $4 billion that automatically transferred to the state's rainy day fund, the state will have $17 billion more compared to the last budget cycle 2 years ago. And Combs projects a budget surplus of almost $9 billion. The higher revenue is based on a new energy boom, higher sales tax receipts, and vehicle sales, as well as unemployment at a four-year low. And former President George Herbert Walker Bush remains hospitalized in Houston. An update released by his office yesterday included the family wishing to thank everyone for the many kind messages. Following the A&M football team in Houston Texans has been among family activities, but no timeline has been set for the president's discharge. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 50 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Making a resolution to get in shape? Check out AeroFit. AeroFit has been voted best in the Brazos for over 10 years. Experience AeroFit's indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join AeroFit today and your body will thank you later.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:36, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications in Business. For your business for 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929-775-2-WAY.
The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood watch for the area. It runs from this afternoon through Wednesday evening. A lot of rainfall headed our way as an upper-level low-pressure system tracks out of the southwest. For today, we'll see scattered showers and storms. Temperatures today near 60. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, we hold near 60. Showers and storms tomorrow, 65 to 70. Turning mostly sunny Thursday, high 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
3-2-1, Alabama wins!
Now, Alabama had actually won after about the second offensive play, but, you know. Yeah.
They did, but it actually has ramifications right here in Aggieland. We'll share that with you coming up in a little bit. All right. We're losing our special teams coordinator. We'll find out more about that, too. Plus NBA and other stuff all in the way with sports coming up in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Most of the rain right now is hugging the coast. We're supposed to get some of this stuff today, we hope. If you're going into Houston, just be ready for rain. If you're going down to Galveston, just be ready for rain. Actually, Fort Bend County, any of that stuff. Basically, big globs of rain there. And north of Houston, it's just we don't happen to be getting any of that stuff. So we're hoping it's going to move inland. And the farmers who actually need rain and the yard farmers like us who want rain, yeah, it'd be nice if they got that.
Now, as you're looking at the radar, is it broccoli or is it broccoli and cheese?
It's broccoli. It's broccoli and cheese with some pimentos on top of it. Actually, yeah, there's a few pimentos in there. So
we could use a little pimento.
Yeah, we could. That's right. So we'll see. Yeah, matter of fact, in southeast Houston, it's just getting pounded right now. But anyway, Miss Combs, and we don't normally talk about political organizations and their meetings, but Susan Combs is going to be here tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's speaking at the Republican Women's Luncheon Deal. And it's not free. I think it costs something to get in, but she'll be here to, I guess, parrot the stuff that she said yesterday, and obviously it's good news, and you know, she'll ask some questions that maybe the stupid media hasn't asked her yet. And so if you want to go, I don't know. Again, it's the Brazos County Republicans, I think, and you can check and find out about that.
It makes you feel really proud, too, doesn't it? We're part of the stupid medium.
Yeah, we are. That's for sure.
Hey, I'm just glad Texas has lots of money.
Well, apparently we do, and that's, as you reported, this is going to be nice. We're looking at over $100 billion. It's going to be available for general purposes over the next 2 years, which is good. And again, it's that fracking stuff, you know. It's the oil, oil and gas, among other things. And you know, if you like Matt Damon's movie, then you'll think we're horrible for having all this money. But you know, energy is what it's about here in Texas. So like it or not, but they're going to transfer more than $3.5 billion into the state's rainy day fund. So we'll total $93 billion at the Boys and Girls, who, by the way, begin their new term today. At noon, you know, everybody gets going. There'll be all that swearing in, and then there'll probably be some swearing.
I was going to say, just regular swearing
after
that.
Yeah, they'll do that. But yesterday, Susan Combs said that things are dramatically better than what we were looking at in 2011, and obviously everybody's going to be standing there with their hand out. Actually, everybody has been standing there with their hand out. It is amazing. Obviously, this was the official discussion of what the numbers were, but you can bet over in Austin, they were pretty sure that the numbers were going to look good because they've been seeing the sales tax numbers moving along, and I think it's going to generate like $55 billion in sales tax. So that's pretty good, and that's about a 10% increase over what we had a couple of last time the legislature was in session. So all the departments over in Austin knew there was going to be more money, so immediately they begin poor mouthing, saying, oh, you know, we just can't get this done. We got to have more money. We got to go do this. We got to do that. And so you've got that, but you combine it also with, I believe there are 40 new members of the Texas House and Senate total, 40. And that is the largest number of freshmen since the Sharpstown scandal.
No kidding.
Kat, before you were born.
Oh, I know what that is. Yeah. It's when they built all those houses and they would pull up part of the, what's it called? Like, you know, the metal that should have been down in the bottom of the houses. And then
the rebar?
Yeah, the rebar, moving it to the other place as it was inspected, building all these just houses that are total trash.
Well,
and
it was a bad thing, and that was in 1973. So we've got the most new members since 1973. And I was reading an article over the weekend about one of the guys, I think his name is Richard Stickland. Richard is 30, there's 29. He's 29 years old. And apparently what had happened is, and Richard didn't finish high school. And he's in the Texas legislature. He got his GED. And so he said, the only reason that I ever decided to do this is because the lady who's in charge of the Tea Party in Tarrant County wanted me to run. He apparently had taken the U.S. congressman from that part of Texas to task at a town meeting. The lady from the Tea Party was there and thought, boy, he sounds really good. And so she wrote him an email asking if he would consider running for the Texas House. And as he tells the story, he said, I was sitting in front of my computer at 11:45 at night eating a bowl of vanilla ice cream.
Bluebell, more than likely.
Probably, and she asked me to do that. My wife was looking over my shoulder. She read that. She said, crap, you can do that. That's the quote in the story. So,
oh, God love him.
And Mr. Stickland's a big old boy, and apparently he lost 50 pounds to get to the point where he looks like he does now. So, anyhow, I don't know what he does for a living, but he's going to be one of our...
I don't know, but he stopped eating the ice cream.
Apparently. Well, maybe, you know, or just not as much. He's going to be the state rep. It's up in Tarrant County. But again, lots of new faces over there, and obviously Kyle Cassell is a new member that represents us. And as we figured out, John Rainey's kind of a redshirt freshman because he... got a little bit of time over there in meetings and stuff, but this will be his first session that he'll actually be a member of. And we'll talk to John on Thursday morning, and we're efforting to have Kyle Cassell join us on Friday morning. And so we'll hear a little sense of what they've got to the awe and wonder of being members of the Texas legislature, but we'll see. In the meantime, dress up and pat yourself on the back and call yourself Rick Perry. This is the statement from Governor Perry after we got the controller's revenue estimate. Quote, today's revenue estimate is more evidence that we made the right decisions 2 years ago by budgeting carefully to meet the challenges of the national recession. The Texas formula of lower taxes, reasonable regulations, fair courts, and quality workforce is the best way to continue creating jobs and growing our economy. Thank you so much, Governor for Life.
oh, gosh.
It's not far from wrong, though.
Yeah. And the thing is, I mean, that's fine. That's great. We got money. But the thing is, because we've got more money, I don't know that this legislature, again, with a whole bunch of conservatives in there, a bunch of Tea Partiers, are going to do anything as far as spending is concerned, that they're going to...
Probably not.
We don't have to spend a whole lot. Why should we put ourselves in a hole like everybody else?
I'm not saying put yourself in a hole, but I'm also saying that there are definite needs. I believe every superintendent would be going, me, I need some of that. But there are other things that we do need to talk about, and among those are, as we've mentioned before, the second largest mental health facility in the state of Texas is the Harris County Jail. What are the jails doing taking care of mentally challenged people?
Well, didn't they used to have a lot more places for mentally challenged, and they were all shut down in the 70s or 80s?
Uh-huh.
I'm just not real clear on that.
Yeah, they're called radio stations, yeah, and people
really
don't hire anymore.
But, I mean, those are not funded to be set up. You know,
I mean, why did they just get rid of them all? And when was that? Was that the 60s or when? I don't know. It was before I was born.
Okay, but the problem is that it just, gosh, it ends up being difficult for the state to have somebody run it efficiently, and so they just kind of didn't fund it anymore, and they went away. Well, that doesn't mean that the problem went away just because the facilities went away. And so the facilities are gone, but the problem remains, and so it gets shifted over to the criminal justice system. We put those people into jails?
That's a bad choice.
Of course it's a bad choice. And then we're not even talking about the kids. How many kids in Child Protective Services or in the foster system that are not getting the proper care? At a function the other night, and they were talking about how, you know, there are kids in the Child Protective Services system that don't get to see a dentist until they're 16 for the first time.
Holy cow.
For the first time. I mean, I can tell you stories about kids who live in abandoned school buses because their parents just up and left them. And they're not part of the state system. You know, individuals take care of those kind of people. And the state needs to do that. And again, you know me, I'm not a liberal. I'm really not a liberal.
No, you're not.
But at some point, the government does have to step in and take care of the people who can't take care of themselves. Mm. And if we've got money, we need to let some of that go into a system that will work efficiently. Mm. Again, it needs to work efficiently. But, you know, there are great needs.
Was it $5.5 billion they cut in the schools funding
last
year?
A little over $5 billion, right. And, you know, and that's important. But by the same token, if you look at the graduation rates of public schools in Texas, that pretty well sucks. And, you know, we can talk about this being a vibrant economy. We can talk about this state having a bright future. But if you're not educating the people who live here and you're not educating the people who come here,
it's not going to turn out
well.
That's
exactly right. And again, look at California. We do not want to become California.
No, sir.
And, you know, along with the money that you give educators, you need to see that there's going to be some sort of action that they're going to take that, in fact, is going to give you an end product that employers are going to want to have on their workforce. And I'm not sure that we've seen that yet. And there's a whole bunch of finger pointing. It goes in all directions, but that's something that's got to be addressed. Hello.
Yeah, they defunded the mental hospitals that raised their wages.
Oh, yeah.
All the crazies went.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. So the ones that stayed open, they paid those people more. Yeah. I mean, there's so many places to go. Reading a story about a month ago about the number of people who work for the Department of Public Safety now who make over $100,000 a year. It's gone up like tenfold. And officers, quite often, the troopers on the road quite often make tens of thousands of dollars less than police officers in major cities.
Well, I'm sorry to ask a stupid question, but going back to the mental stuff.
Okay.
I mean, was it a federal choice to abolish all the mental institutions, or why?
Well, I'm not really expertly conversant on that. What I would say, though, is it ends up being a situation where, first of all, there aren't any constituents in those hospitals, okay?
I was going to say, not a whole lot of voting there.
Yeah, I really hate to be that way, but politicians look at it that way. And what they look to do is cut what they call low-hanging fruit, things that are easy to cut that won't cause a whole lot of people to get upset.
Hmm.
Oh, okay, well, if you don't have a person who's mentally challenged in your family, then, you know, there are a lot of people who just may decide, okay, well, they can make that cut. And again, better in your pocket than in their pocket if you're not part of the them over there. And, you know, that kind of circumstance I can generally speak to because that's just what happens. Specifically, as far as the mental situation, I don't know about that. But it is a sad state of affairs. And, again, that is how we define our civilization, how we treat the people who need the most help.
Mm.
And, again, not talking welfare, you know, cheaters or anything like that, they're definitely people who need help. And the bigger your population, percentage-wise, the more people you're going to have who are going to need help. And again, those are the young people. Those are the people who are mentally challenged. Those are people who, for some reason or other, cannot economically take care of themselves. Got to find an equation to make it work for them. You really, really do. And that's going to be, you know, the challenge that they've got, in addition to the high-profile stuff that we see, like schools and roads and water and electricity.
How about Scott DeLucia for president?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. Too much trouble. And then they'd find out all that stuff about me, too.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
January isn't exactly the time that most folks think about planting flowers. That's a shame, however, because there's some absolutely fabulous plants that fall by our wayside when we're hibernating until springtime. The best of the cool season color plants. I'll be back with details right after this message. You still have time to get your copy of my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar with more than 10,000 words. The words will tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar at a one-third savings by buying it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, our 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of all of it written just for the great state of Texas, and all of it for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. $3 postage on the calendar. Call today while we still have calendars available. The supply is extremely limited. $38.95, the calendar, all of its information, and the full year new or renewal to our magazine. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. When it comes to cool season color, pansies are the all-stars of all time in Texas. Fact is, they're so dependable over Texas winters that they have long ago become the best-selling annual flowers of the entire year, outselling all hot weather plants handily. Of course, we have a lot of different kinds of hot weather plants. We have only a few that do well in the cold weather, but pansies are certainly at the top of that list. We have lots of wonderful new varieties, smaller flowering violas that do very well for us. There's some wonderful plants in the pansy clan. Pinks come in all shades of red, rose, pink, white, and lavender. They're single or semi-double flowering sisters of carnations with the same clove-like aromas. Next to pansies, they're our most winter-hardy annual flower. They get their name because the petals look like they've been cut with pinking shears, not because of their color. Snapdragons are next on the list of winter hardiness. In fall, we might suggest dwarf types for bedding plant use, and they still can be planted in midwinter. However, if you want 18 to 20-inch snaps for cut flower gardens, set out the transplants in the next 3 or 4 weeks. Those are the main plants that we set out in the fall and enjoy over the entire winter and into early spring. Of course, the ornamental cabbage and kale plants also bring you a lot of great color, but they're not flowering, so we're not going to include them in this list. Petunias are sold all spring long, but veteran Texas gardeners know that the best petunias are those that are planted early as garden centers receive their first shipments. That'll happen in South Texas during January, in North Texas in February and early March. You want to choose the newer, smaller, multiple flowering types for the best and longest display. Sweet Alyssum is the finest really low border flower in shades of white, pink, rose, and orchid. Its mature blooming height is less than 3 inches, very fragrant, and a wonderful border plant. Larkspurs may be listed in seed catalogs as delphiniums, but the plain old reseeding larkspur is still the best in Texas. You want to collect seed from a neighbor's reseeding garden later this spring and let them establish among your other annuals and perennials. Stalks are heavy-headed snapdragon lookalikes. Their pink orchid rose and white flowers are borne on stout spikes. Calendulas aren't used as often as they ought to be, but they're good cool season plants that would be set out just a little bit later, as are nasturtiums from seed and foxgloves sold as digitalis. They're listed as biennials, but there are some wonderful annual types, an English daisy and Swiss chard. Oh, my. Good lesser-known shade trees in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:54.
3-2-1. Alabama wins. Alabama wins. And it is a crimson tide that has rolled on to South Beach, washing up with it. National championship number 15.
Not that there was really any doubt after the first quarter, but Alabama raced out to a 35-0 lead and claimed its second consecutive national championship and third in 4 years, clobbering Notre Dame 42-14. A.J. McCarron completed 20 of 28 passes for 264 yards and four touchdowns, two of them to Amari Cooper. Eddie Lacy rushed for a 20-yard touchdown less than 3 minutes into the game and finished with 140 yards on 20 carries. Here's Coach Saban during the trophy presentation after the game on repeating.
Well, they repeated, so they can talk about it however they want now. You know, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. And I think these guys should be commended because they were able to stay focused and overcome a lot of adversity and had a lot of resiliency to maintain the standard of excellence that they had to with the kind of teams that we had to play in the Southeastern Conference and a very fine Notre Dame team tonight.
So at the conclusion of the season, it was really no surprise Alabama, 13-1, we know where they got the one from, was voted national champion by the Associated Press for the ninth time more than any other program in college football after routing Notre Dame. Now, Notre Dame dropped all the way to number four. Oregon, who finished up 12-1, finished second. And undefeated Ohio State, 12-0, banned from postseason play because of NCAA sanctions, was third, followed by fighting Texas Aggie football and Georgia, both tied at fifth. Rounding it out, Stanford, South Carolina, Florida, Florida State all followed. Nevada athletic officials reached an agreement with Texas A&M assistant Brian Pullian to become the Wolfpack's next head football coach under a 5-year deal that will pay him $475,000 in annual base pay plus incentives. It has to be formally approved, however, by the Board of Regents. Pullian, 38, Aggies tight end and special teams coordinator, also had coaching stints at Stanford, Notre Dame, Central Florida, and Buffalo. In a joint statement with the university, he said, quote, "It's an incredible opportunity. He will replace Chris Ault, who recently announced his retirement after 28 seasons in Nevada." The Rose and Sugar Bowls will host the college football's first national semifinal on January 1st, 2015, with the AT&T Cotton Bowl being the prohibitive favorite to host the national championship game on January the 12th, 2015. On to the hardwood for the second time this year, Texas A&M junior Kelsey Bone has been selected as the SEC Player of the Week. In the past week, Bone averaged 18.3 points and 14 rebounds per game, recording a double-double in each of the Aggies' last three wins. Bone led the Maroon and White to a 3-0 run, including a 2-0 start in SEC play, with a tough road win at Arkansas this past Sunday. In the NBA, Gordon Hayward scored his season-high 27 points, including four three-pointers, and the Utah Jazz defeated the Mavericks 100-94. Eric Gordon scored six straight points in the fourth quarter and had 24 overall to lead New Orleans past San Antonio 95-88. Unbeaten Duke and Michigan hold the top two spots in the Associated Press College Basketball poll for the fourth straight week. Duke received 62 first-place votes Monday from the 65-member panel. Michigan got the other three. Louisville's third, followed by Arizona, Indiana, Kansas, Syracuse, Minnesota, Gonzaga, and Missouri. And finally, the Dallas Cowboys running back coach Skip Pete won't return following the worst 16-game rushing season in Dallas Cowboy football franchise history. The move, reported Monday on the team's website, comes after Dallas finished next to last in the NFL with only 1,265 yards on the ground and averaging just 3.6 yards a carry. Pete finished this season with the Cowboys after 9 years in Oakland. The Cowboys never had a 1,000-yard rusher with Pete, but he did finish seventh in the league in rushing in 2007. Dallas also might be moving without backup Felix Jones, who is a free agent after finishing with 402 yards in an injury-plagued season. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, you probably didn't have to tell any Cowboy fans all those facts about how bad their offense was, right? You guys pretty much knew that, right?
Yes, we
it
did.
It wasn't a surprise.
I'll edit that out next
yeah,
time.
Well, no, just, thanks for reminding us how terrible we were this year. Really, they just, that's...
The Cowboys suck. We're getting a new coach.
Man, averaging 3...